Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. What's going on? Good evening. It's Thursday night. I normally don't come to you on Thursday night, but we're here. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. Thanks for joining us. Yo, tomorrow night, you know, if you're not doing anything, if you're in the Tampa area, join us for that diva actress, Miss Vivica A. Fox, in Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd. This Friday night, we will be live coming to you from the Embassy Suites off of Fowler Avenue. It's Ultimate First Fridays. You can contact Sean at 813-389-9463. Ultimate Fridays tomorrow night, coming from the Embassy Suites here in Tampa, Florida. Contact Sean, 813-389-9463. How you feeling this evening? Again, we normally don't come to you on Thursday. The show airs every Sunday night at 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 p.m. Technical difficulties last night with this program that was scheduled, so we didn't want to shortchange anybody. So tonight we are talking about, plans, making plans. Often we acquire things, we get things, and then when we get them, we don't know what to do because we don't really have a plan. Again, it's your man T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:02 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:02 in Philadelphia. 10:02 in Miami. It's 10:02 in New York. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tuned to a show that's helping you to stay focused. Let's jump into the jam. This is called Light It Up. Light Up the Grill, actually. Light Up the Grill. Bruno Jackson featuring Frank Nitti. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill. And I know it's all good.
For the day you hit me on myself, it's like you took my heart and you casted a spell on me. You my baby girl and my little sexy homie. So don't play games on me like Sony. Only if you moved on, I believe I'd be lonely, homie. Just for the time being, what you get the cheese, because your love gets me high. Followed up by the pleasing, I'm needing you, and that's all that I believe. Then watch the time fly in the sky like a pigeon. We never coming down because we both stay risen. I call it up a class, live in Virginia Beach, pimping martini, you sister. While I'm on the grill flipper, said I'm on the grill flipper, so I kiss the chef with the best y'all missing. Her eyes on glisten while my nose keeps splitting.
Well, I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill.
Well done. With extra mayo and the buns, yum yum. Right up in the tum tum and the bum bum, so fine. I don't like wine, but I can rhyme every time with your smile on my mind. Got me on cloud nine and I ain't never coming down. Of course, unless you wanna fool around on the ground like a clown, making sounds that are loud. While the folks next door, they hear us out. So they can put their phones on and listen to the song, and maybe one day, like, us go get it on too. And then they can understand the passion and love between a woman and a man. Can last for an eternity, losing your virginity. It's like a 5-hour energy in the embassy.
Well, I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill.
Living in this small hood, so let's light up the grill. salmon go, to make the women go crazy. Light up the grill so the burgers I'm poking. Drinks to the sky, got the whole crew toasting. I left the booth smoking, I'm coast to coast. And this girl got my heart racing, jump open.
If you jumping and I'm jacking, and you Bruno and I'm Jackson, then what's happening? So what's good? You can see me flipping burgers in the back of the hood.
So light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill.
Go ahead, light it up. I'm trying to waste time, food at the same time. I got some time to kill.
Hyman Radio Live, Light Up the Grill, Jackson and Frank Nitti, your hip-hop informer. Yo, jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Thursday night, an unusual night. We normally come to you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. We'll make it up for technical difficulties from last night. Tonight's topic, now that you got it, how will you keep it? Now that you got it, how will you keep it? Coming off of the premise that often people have wants, desires, and dreams, yet when the opportunity presents itself, some of us are unable to present ourselves or measure up to meet the expectation in order to take it to the next level. Why is that? Typically, it points back to a plan or a lack of planning. Folks, you got to remember, if you fail to plan, you might as well plan to fail. Jump into this conversation tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have our special co-host to help us the round table tonight, Toya, coming live out of Delaware. Good evening to you, Miss Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Sorry we weren't together last night. I know everybody was prepared to hang out, but we're here tonight. And you are coming from Delaware tonight, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have a special guest. I'm sorry. We have a special guest tonight. Ames, out of Ames, typically calls in and kind of hangs out with us every now and then. But Ames is our special guest tonight with our roundtable, here to share out of his experience. Now that he has it, how does he plan to keep it? He has an interesting story. He's going to kind of share out of his experience to kind of start the conversation off tonight. So you know what? Let's just go ahead and welcome our special guest to the show as well. Ames, you out there? You on the line with us?
Yeah. How you doing, man? What's up, man? What's up, people?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, my brother?
Ain't talking about nothing, man. What's going on with you?
Not a thing. Trying to get situated here this evening on a Thursday night. Not used to the Thursday night deal, but we're here nevertheless. Thanks for coming back, joining us tonight due to the technical difficulties last night. Topic tonight, now that you got it, how you going to keep it? And I'm sure you're revved up to talk about that tonight, right?
Got it. I love this. No bullshit.
Ames, you with us?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
All
I was
right.
In a little session, and I just made a mistake, man, on these boys stuff, man.
What'd you say? You're in the middle of what?
I was in the middle of a session.
Oh, you're recording right now. All right.
Yeah, man, I'm recording, man. So
okay, well, you're multitasking there. You're multitasking.
Yes,
but before we get started, let's go ahead and bring on our other folks who are part of the conversation tonight. CeeLo, are you out there?
Of course. Hi.
Of course.
Good morning and afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning in the afternoon.
Yes.
All right. Let's see if Ms. Willingham is out actually with us as well. Ms. Willingham, I know you're in the midst of traveling right now. Are you actually part of this conversation tonight?
Can you hear me?
Now we
can hear you. Okay, welcome.
I'm here.
Welcome. Well, ladies,
good evening.
Welcome to the show tonight, and welcome Ames to the show tonight. We're talking about now that you got it, How are you going to keep it? The focus is plans tonight. So, Ames, go ahead and kind of jump right into, you know, your perspective on that question tonight. Now that you got what? For me, it's now that I've gotten, you know, positioned business-wise, now that I've, you know, kind of gotten into a place where I really see my business flourishing, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to make sure that I take the proper steps to keep the business growing. I definitely have a plan that we're executing. What is it for you? What is that thing that you've gotten, and how do you plan to keep it?
Well, a lot of people that know my story or whatever, they can understand that, you know, I was incarcerated for almost 10 years. I came home, and I really established myself. I have a family now, you know what I'm saying? I take care of mine, you know, the right way, not the wrong way. So it's like trying to keep it. It's really easy, simple, you know. I go home, I go to work every day, come home, take care of my family. Outside of that, everybody know I do music. I'm VP of HAC, so I try my best to at least get myself situated to the point to where me and my family don't have to want for anything. And staying hungry is how I plan on doing that. Even when if this stuff do happen for us and we do get rich, this, that, and the third, I continue to be grounded. Is in my community, and with my family, with my friends, and all of that. So that's how I plan on keeping it, man, just staying grounded, you know what I mean, not letting too many things go to my head. You know, a lot of the things that I've been through in my life make me the way I am, so that's pretty much what it is.
So you say you were incarcerated for 10 years. What was the most difficult aspect of being locked down for 10 years?
I can't even say being away from my family. You know, when people say that, it's because they miss their family, this, that, and the third. But I made a bad decision, and I chose to do that. So I knew the consequences of my actions, and I made a mistake. So I took that upon myself. The biggest thing for me was just my freedom, losing my freedom. I'm a free person.
Gotcha, folks. We have a special guest, Ames, on the line tonight. We're going to keep the conversation going. The question tonight is, now that you got it, how are you going to keep it? Ames is sharing out of a personal experience being locked down for 10 years. He's gotten his freedom back. He plans to keep it by doing the right thing, has a family. What is your thing tonight? What is that thing that you've gotten, and how do you plan to keep it? Jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Join the conversation. This is going to be a good one. When we come back, the ladies, I'm sure, will have some questions. This is called Show Your Love, TM Hyman Radio Live.
My newest interest, intellect, and raw demeanor makes us flawless. Mama Cita, sweeter than a margarita. She's so artsy like Rita Vita. Guerra couldn't be the natural, just like Alicia Keys. More soul than Queen Latifah. Keep her deep in my heart. Sweet from the start. She sparked the fire in my soul. We rock and roll and whip together. No one's high. She don't require all the material things that women got to have. So I admire all of the little things she pulls up out of bag. It all just adds more than a fat, the candy apple of my eye. Never taking love for granted. We'll be together till we die. I feel your light shine from the sky. You're over. Blossom never rotten, fresh to death. Every time we talk and text, our thoughts and feelings connect. I know our love will manifest as we progress through it all. Any season, summer or fall, we remain and stand tall. I can't draw a better picture, more holy than any scripture. So I figured that she's the one, I never met a soul richer. Go get her from the start, nothing to tear us apart. I shine my light throughout the day, so she reflects in the dark. Respect the all that you portray, yes I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I said, respect the
silver, old and gray. I love you, babe. One and only, one and only, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Yeah. I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. You on my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Yeah. I love you, girl. You on my world.
TM Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial to get into the conversation tonight. We're talking about now that you have it, or now that you got it, how you going to keep it. Special guest is Ames tonight. Folks, remember, tomorrow night, join us with diva actress Vivica Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd at First Fridays. It's the ultimate First Fridays. Contact Sean at 813-389-9463. We have a special guest, Ames, with us tonight, sharing out of his personal experience. Toya, any questions from you tonight for Ames regarding this conversation?
Well, Ames, first of all, I've heard some of your music, and I enjoyed, so big ups on that. What type of business plan have you set for yourself now that you're starting to make your way in the game and you have kind of a vision as to where you want to go? What type of business plan have you set for yourself?
I got a few good plans. You know, one of the biggest things I got in my corner is I got a good woman. She's smart. You know what I mean? So she got a real good idea on what she's always wanted to do and what I've always wanted to do, and that was to own our own personal business. So therefore, some of the businesses that we've set forth out to do, we're trying to do those even before we get a big paycheck, you know, to be established,
right,
like that, you know. That's
right.
One of the things. Yeah.
That's good. It's always good to have someone good in your corner, so that's a good thing. You have that support and backbone. Everyone needs someone that they can trust to fall back on during good and bad times, so that's good that you have that.
Almost definitely. You know what they say now. If she with you when she broke, she definitely going to love you when you're rich.
Yeah, that's important. That's definitely important. So, CeeLo, you have a question? Get into the conversation tonight.
Oh, I'm going to get into the conversation. I do not have a question, but I do want to say this. Ames, like, that is awesome that you want more for yourself. Because, I mean, a lot of I don't know where you're from, but I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. And most of the people that I hung out with, you know what I'm saying, like, most of them went to jail or died or whatever. And there's only two other people, like, right here that's on his phone. They're like, okay, these people have stepped above, right? Well, a lot of men or people get discouraged because they think that making a mistake is it. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're taught that, like, if we make one mistake, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can never get back from that. A lot of people are scared to even go out and even try to do anything, get businesses, jobs, or anything for that matter, because they've been incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? I know people who've been locked up for, like, 2 years, and they don't want to go anywhere. You know, I can't get a job. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. No. But and they'll stop clicking on the internet. You know what I'm saying? They don't ask you when you turn on the computer, do you got a felony? You know what I'm saying? You got to research. You know what I'm saying? And I give you crazy props. And your lady as well. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women don't stand behind the men, but you must not be a garbage dude. You know what I'm saying? If she was a garbage ass dude, she wouldn't have stayed there for that. What?
I would like to hope to think that I'm a good dude, you know.
I mean, you would say, think about it for real. A dude that gets locked up and the chick stand by, he come out and do the same shit he was doing, it would get locked up again. Versus getting locked up, coming out, fuck that, I ain't doing that no more. Let's try something new. I'm not insane.
Yeah, but my question to you, Ames, would be, you know, really, what was it As an ex-offender, and I don't want to get into, you know, the actual crime and, you know, the details. So, folks, I'm not going there. Okay, this is not a gossip show. This is about health. What was it as an ex-offender that allowed you to have the motivation to kind of not just, you know, snap back into society after 10 years, but snap back and want to aspire, snap back and not feel like, you know, you're totally behind the eight ball as an ex-offender? Well, what was it? I mean, one, definitely a good woman and support. But what was it within yourself, do you think, that allowed you to not get caught up in, you know, what most ex-offenders just assume would be rejection?
I think, I mean, I got a good support base. I got a good family, and my family doesn't take failure lightly. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they be down on you, old, you need to do this, that. Nah, my family expects for me to be a real man to my family. And that's it. There's no exceptions. And that's a big deal to me. So that's why I get out here and I do what I do for my family. You know, all my mom wants us to do is to be a good man to our women and a good person in society. And, you know, after a while, you like I said, I made my mistakes in the past. So, you know, it wasn't hard for me to come home and be a good dude or something, because I'm already a good dude. So it wasn't like I had to practice real hard at it. You know what I mean? I got charisma. I'm a nice-looking guy. I'm not an ugly dude or something like that. You know what I mean? I just get out here and I just be me. And at the end of the day, people respect that. And
no doubt.
You know what I mean? That's what it is.
No doubt, no doubt. Folks, you're on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Tree Breezy. We talking to Ames. Let's get it in.
Winning the greatest, baby. I'm back. Shit. I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I put niggas where your house is. Yeah. Look. Check it. Now, I ain't been here in a minute. I breeze through big boy dog over fitted. See the whip tinted. The jagged be kidding. Spitting these flows. I must just admit it. One of the hot y'all. You know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy feet. Black moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his seat. Lot of niggas spit flows, they ain't fucking with treats. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breeze through land by the Hottam and V. And boy, I be crushing the black. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain sick pushing a drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama called me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Pitching cane from the stoop, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding the chrome, you can't fuck with me, boy. I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still crystal regal. Who D? Lot of niggas run their mouth, dog can't shoot me. C-Tree iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks about the loopy. If you think you real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns. I'm about moving these bricks, stack of fucking ones. Call my pee-pee, pop bed, the fucking sons. Nigga, see, I be moving the pounds. I'm holding still in the back. Y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain. Y'all losers, clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet, the 4/5, holding the beam. Breeze through in the quarter eight, pushing the beams. And Tree got the cane in the pot. I put the cane in the spot. You talk slick, I put the flame in your top. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog. I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through quarter mil out on my chain. I like $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the street. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brain, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not long, I don't know what. Talking about pounds, smoking that haze. Young nigga that be out in that daze. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on freeze, crushing the drop. You see Tree, crushing the spot. Using the clock, you're toss slick, then you're losing your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't think today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50 grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shy. boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. See, I'm a bad dude, I rock with mad dudes. I walk the block looking like Sun with mad jewels blinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving cane, spitting raps, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm jumping. I'm balling fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Tree so bulletproof, sort of like 50, 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See, tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money. Tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like Ella Clippers. Boy, I will clip ya, your teeth won't miss ya. Your bras won't kiss ya. Tree so twist so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, well, think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving cane, you ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in the sea. Still ducking the bed, still counting the bread. Still bucking the lead, I still buck at your head. And y'all niggas fuck on me dead, cause I'm out for my loot. Pistol came from the stoop, breeze stew, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rocking a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these biggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law for my H, nigga. I be moving that cane, counting my cake, nigga. I be shooting that flame, spitting that eight, nigga. Say you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long term, nigga, money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money to burn. Dead president with tree, I got money for her. And your rookies better wait your turn. Oh, fuck it, say they bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hello, they know. trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like Trump.
They could light my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see it. It's good to
shame up.
Get you on my face by the entrance.
Light the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. I'm your little block, my nigga. I'm trying to blind me a planet from either little rock or biz. It flocks like a magnet. When I light me up a stick, you see my name on the laminate? Bust rounds, motherfucker.
Oh, whatever it's worth.
Hit the road for a year. Headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it for y'all. Do it.
This shit's on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is. Remember the name, the way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same.
Hey, yo. Hey, how you doing? It's hello. I'm the one in the middle. No need to be.
I can rock it acapella.
All I needed was a kilo.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting
screaming.
Yes, sir. Just like me. A-Town fitted. Who with me? Hello. He know. He know. They know.
They know.
I am. I am.
TM Hyman Radio Live. They know. Hello. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We have our special guest Ames on the line. We're talking
yes,
about
sir.
Now that you got it, how will you keep it? Ames, you talked about the fact that you're in the studio recording right now and you were locked down for 10 you were able to come out and now you are focused, you have a family, you have some business initiatives underway. Were you working with music prior to getting locked down?
Oh, man, such a sad story. Yes. Man, we had met with Pharrell before Pharrell was Pharrell. You know, we had an opportunity, and, you know, just dudes being dudes, man. We wind up getting tied up in some crazy stuff, and, you know, I just didn't have the best luck in the beginning. You know, things weren't done the proper way. So
was Pharrell looking to actually sign you, before you got locked down?
Very, very interested in us. Very interested in us. Very, at that time, the Clips were called the Eclipse. You know what I mean? That's how long ago that was.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think The Funeral was the song they had out there. This was like he had just did Mace album. You know what I mean? That's how long ago it was. So, you know, it was a humbling experience to be able to even say that. Dude blew up, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that's you, that's you. You know what I mean? But,
yeah, Pharrell's large, absolutely. And has actually crossed over into a lot of different other arenas, you know, outside of music. You know, that's what's up, following Diddy. Toya, CeeLo.
Yeah.
What is it that you got that you are focused on keeping?
My daughter. That's what. Damn it. But
absolutely.
Yeah, no. I know, right? But no, I mean that. But outside it to go along with what we're talking about right now. I don't know.
Toya, how about you?
Well, everything that I have, I plan on keeping. I mean, we're talking about in order to keep something, you have to plan for it. And I think that's what a lot of people in our age bracket, we don't do. We don't plan for the future. So, I mean, everything from career planning, you know, what I want to do with the career that I'm in, if I'm going to stay, or do I want to broaden my horizons and do other things, you know, planning for my career. Of course, career planning after that. You need to plan your financial situation, you know, financial planning. If your finances aren't together, then you really can't do anything else. I mean, you can, but we all know money is pretty much the basis to help you get to where you want to go. So career planning, financial planning, and just keeping things in order. And even with my personal life, just planning for my family, you know, what I want for my family long term. So just I think planning helps to keep you know, it keeps you grounded, it keeps you focused. You know, if you have to change a situation, according to your plans, just so you could better yourself or get ahead. Just planning, I think, is what will really help you keep what you have.
No, absolutely. Whether you've gotten that woman, you know, that woman you've been chasing after, you know, you saw her and you was like, yo, gotta have her, didn't think it was possible, now you gotta, well, what you gonna do to keep her? You know, that man that you, you know, sought after, you know, gave you an opportunity, he's in your life, you know, how are you gonna keep him? You know, that house, that car, you know, your freedom, you know, how do you keep it? She just said it. Toy just said it. A plan is required. If you fail to plan, you might as well plan to fail. 917-889-3926 is the number. Wage in on the conversation. Ames, specific to ex-offenders, because I appreciate the fact that you've come on to talk about that, because I think often there's, you know, shame or embarrassment that's associated with ex-offenders and felons. But folks out there in the world, please understand, everybody deserves a second chance, and everybody, you know, should learn from their mistakes. And if you've paid your debt to society, leave it behind you and never look back. What advice do you have for ex-offenders that may not be as motivated or who may not have the support that you have?
Right. It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal. And, you know, it just, I guess it all depends on what you got locked up for, if you're ashamed of being locked up. Because I'm not ashamed of being locked up. I did what I did for me at that time and just got caught doing it. So, you know.
That's real.
that's the realest you can be, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, right. At the end of the day, I just try to, you know what I mean? I don't really care about what everybody else thinks. Only the people in my life know me. They know what I'm about. So, you know, I guess if somebody really embarrassed about being locked up, then, you know, maybe they shouldn't have been locked up. Yeah. Because it's something that you really should embrace. You know what I mean? It's an experience. It's something that you definitely should embrace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should learn. If you've learned from it, and if you're remorseful for the situation,
exactly,
is something that you should embrace. And folks who are embarrassed about it are folks who really, you know, either you haven't really learned from it, you know, you're running from the truth of it, but it sounds like, you know, you've embraced it because you've moved past it, you've learned from that experience. And I like that swag that you're carrying about it. Folks, this is swag. This is including my homie Ames along with his team. Check it out. On the other side of this song, we have our finance segment coming from Toya live from Delaware. TM Hyman Radio live. Ames, swag. Let's do it.
I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, all they feel is see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
finding I try to tell them I swear. It's like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from their feet to their wig. Wardrobe is trash like a college fell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTV them on the bus like next. Unless I'm in their brain like a Xavier X. I mean, my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the park, you just out there with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving that cup, get them shoes socks in the bag. And I holly brag. Soon as I step in the show, I got the
Leroy
glow, I got swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, all they feel is see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
coming soon, before I blast off, give me some more running room,
yeah.
Throw me the beat at 11, the verse is done at noon, promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June,
what up,
what's poppin', my my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes open on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, balls loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. For itself, I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like pine floors. I got my swag, I suggest you find yours.
How to take the good with the bad? Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the half, all I feel is see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm minding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Yeah, even my shadows got a swag. Introduce them to women, it's the darkest of my half. I supplied this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product, movies in the bag. I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me and woozy from the lag. If you choose and you wanna hate, you're losing all your sweat.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own. If you got a swag, just show whoever be close. Bounce me a swag, let's be out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Drinks on my cap, that's party, I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, just show whoever be close.
You better find your swag.
Live, it's called Swag. I'm your man TM Hyman, and up next is Toya with our finance segment. Toya drops the knowledge on us. Toya, what you got tonight?
Well, tonight I just wanted to give some information on the things that actually affect your credit score. There are actually five major factors that affect your credit score, and a lot of people don't know what those major factors are. So I wanted to get that info because before you can start working on building your credits, you need to know exactly what it takes to actually improve your credit. First off, just so everyone knows, last year in 2009, there were some changes made to the way credit scores are calculated. The first thing you need to take into consideration is your payment history. Now, in the past, prior to 2009, your payment history was the largest factor in your credit score. It was about 35% of your credit score. It was based on the payment history. So paying on time all the time is really a key factor. Now, before, if you had one slip up and you were late by payment or missed the payment, it really would do damage to your credit. But now, since the changes have been made last year, it won't have as much of an effect on your credit score. If you're someone who continually pays on time and you usually don't miss a payment, if you slip up once here and there, it's not going to affect you as much as it did before. So just keep in mind that your actual payment history is very important, probably the most important when it comes to your credit score. Secondly, the amount borrowed compared to your actual available credit. Now, in one of the previous segments, I gave you a magic number. That number was 40%. Just keep in mind that you want to try to stay below the 40% mark when you're using your credit card. So if you have a $1,000 credit available to you on any credit card, try not to go above the $400 mark when using the credit card. Because now when they look at your actual credit report and credit score, the more money that you have run up on a particular credit card and the closer you are to your credit limit, the higher the balance, the worse it is for you. So you want to try to keep your balances as low as possible. It's actually better to have smaller balances on several credit cards opposed to having a really high balance on one credit card. So keep that in mind. That, I think, factors in about 30% of what your credit score is. And the third thing you want to take a look at is the length of credit history. Once you open an account, you really do not want to close it. Even if it was an account that was in a really bad standing and it wasn't a good account, you still have an established history. So anything that's about 7 years or has been 7 years open, you want to try to keep it open and don't close it. Even when you're paying off your debt, once you pay it off, just cut up the card and don't use the account. But you don't want to close the account because at that point, you're closing and cutting off your actual credit history, whether it's good or bad. So keep that in mind as well. That factors in at about, I think, 15% of your credit score. The next thing you need to look at is the inquiries and the new debt because they lower your credit score. When you're shopping around for mortgages and cars and things of that sort, when you are shopping around to see who has the best rate and offering the best deal, as long as you keep everything in a certain amount of time, for instance, when you're shopping for a house, if all of the mortgage inquiries are done within 30 days of each other, it's pretty much grouped together as one inquiry, so it's not going to affect you that bad. If you're shopping for a car or auto loan, anything done within 2 weeks is going to be considered one inquiry. So just keep that in mind. You don't want too many people pulling your credit report and diving into your credit history spread out over a long period of time or a short period of time because each time that someone goes into your credit, it actually deducts your credit score, whether it's by 2 points or 3 points, and that all adds up. So keep that in mind. And the types of debt that you have, installment debts are usually more favorable to your credit score than credit card debts. So if you have like credit card loans or mortgages and things of that sort, they're usually better to have than revolving debt, which would be like your store credit cards and your major credit cards and things of that sort. So try to keep the credit cards to a minimum, but if you have them, just make sure you're not running the limit up too high. I'm sorry, the balance up too high in comparison to the actual limit itself. So the type of debt, just keep in mind that installment debt is a lot better than having actual credit card debt itself. So just remember those five factors. Again, just to sum it up for you, your payment history, pay on time all the time, the amount borrowed compared to your available credit, keep your credit card balances at 40% or less in comparison to the actual credit limit itself, your credit history. Once you open an account, don't close it because it is a history, whether it's good or bad. The longer an account is open and in pretty good and decent standing, even once you've paid it off, at that point it's in good standing because you don't hold a balance on it. So don't cancel your cards, don't close your accounts, keep them open. Inquiries and new debts, you don't want too many people diving into your credit and pulling your credit score and credit reports, and you don't want to open a lot of new accounts. And then also the last thing, installment debt is more favorable to your actual credit score than credit card debt.
Toya, you are the best with the information that you acquire. You do your research and you bring it to us, and we appreciate it. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, coming out of our finance segment brought to you by Hack Media. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. This is Sons of Thunder and Lightning, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Jaja never gonna leave us alone. 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 Oh Jaja, oh Jaja. You
Former. That was Sons of Thunder and Lightning. Tonight's topic, now that you got it, how do you keep it? Folks, let's kind of flip a little bit, and let's talk about relationships. Often, you know, we really, really try hard to acquire that woman, acquire that man. It's the challenge. And then once we've accomplished the challenge, then it's not a challenge anymore. Ames.
Yo.
Your woman. When you was seeking after her, when you actually got her, was there a difference? Did you feel like, you know, I'm in the house right now? You know what I'm saying? I don't have to work as hard as I did anymore because now I got her. How do you work to keep her, that woman that supports you so tough right now, that's been supporting you so tough?
Oh, man. That was some, man, me and her, you know, but a lot of people don't know. You know, there's a lot of drama with it. Me and her, you know, we were together before I got incarcerated. So she was like, she knows me, and I know her. You see what I'm saying? It's a big deal.
So did she hold out for 10 years?
Nah. I made a decision that, you know, a lot of dudes wouldn't do what I did. What I did was I told her, no, well, look, this is what it is. You go ahead, you live your life. If it's meant for us to be together, we'll be together. And in due time, we'll be together. And we separated. You know, every man can't do that.
No, definitely not. So she was in a relationship while you were away, and then automatically y'all got back together when you got out? Ames, you with us? All right, look like we may have lost our guest. Hopefully he will get back on. We'll see if we can get him back on the line. Toya, that was interesting, right?
Yes, it was. You don't hear too many guys who are willing to let their other go while they're away. So, yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah, and I think that's that's exactly what he said. I was trying to make sure I understood it. And so I guess my question is, she was with somebody else the entire time he was locked down, and then when he came home, I wonder, was it like a flash cut? If she just dropped the dude and automatically just got back, you know, with him. Hopefully we can get Ames back on the line. Very respectable perspective, I assume. The easiest anyway, I think, as far as a mental situation. You know, you don't want to think that your woman is, you know, with somebody else, you know, while you're away. So I guess the easiest way to set yourself free is to let it go, I would assume. I don't know. That's an interesting one. Folks, 917-889-3926.
Oh,
917-889-3926 is the number to wage in. I'm sorry. Go ahead, my friend.
No, I was just saying that for him to do that, that was very unselfish. I mean, you have a lot of people who would not do that. And that's probably one reason why they're together now, is that he wasn't selfish and he knew she had to live her life and couldn't stay on hold waiting for him to come home. So that's probably one reason why they're back together. He was able her life while he was gone.
Right. I wish I could ask him this, you know, to speak on behalf of her. But because he's not on the line, I got to ask you as a representative for the female you know, side. I don't want to, you know, be hypocritical. I don't want to assume. Would she have done the same? Would you have done the same in that instance?
Yeah, because you would have to know that 10 years, that's a very long time. And it would be very selfish of you to think that or to expect for someone to put their life on hold because of a mistake that you made. I don't think it's fair to the other person. And I think that you can have a better relationship if you kind of not let your relationship with that person go, but, you know, like you said, just put it on hold. You live your life, and then hopefully if it's meant to be, when I'm in a better situation, we can get things, you know, together again. We can maybe get back together again. But it's selfish to think that, you know, I'm going to keep you for myself, and I don't want you to have a good time and experience life and do things, you know, on your own just because I can't. So.
Right. I thought it was powerful what he said. He said that pretty much he was letting go, and if it was meant to be, then it would be, and ultimately they would be back together, and it sounds like that's what happened for them. So that's interesting. Folks, tonight's topic is, now that you got it, how do you keep it? Often, you know, people have wants, desires, dreams, yet the opportunity, you know, when presented, you know, we don't quite measure up. You know, the question is why. Typically, it's because we really didn't have a plan, or it really was just about, you know, kind of conquering the desire, or kind of, you know, conquering the challenge. You know, we're kind of motivated by what appears to be a challenge, and then once we've kind of defeated or, you know, acquired, then it's no longer a challenge, and the motivation for it kind of dies out. Establish a plan. You know, you got a plan. If you don't have a plan, you should plan to fail. Jump on this conversation tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It is 10:59 here in Tampa, Florida. I know it's 10:59 in Delaware. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's the top of the hour.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show.
Just
G is the name of the team. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. We're live tomorrow night from the Embassy Suites and off of Fowler Avenue for Ultimate First Fridays. Join Diva actress Vivica A. Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd tomorrow night. Again, it's Ultimate First Fridays at the Embassy Suites. We're coming live from there tomorrow night from 10 to 12 a.m. Again, that was a hot jam. It was called Hey Girl. You like that, Toya? Like that jam right there?
Yeah, I like it.
Smoothed out on a Thursday night. Folks, it's 11:05 in the city. And again, you know, definitely tune in tomorrow night. We're hanging out at the Embassy Suites here in Tampa. Willingham is actually in transit, traveling from Virginia out here to Tampa, Florida, to do the live broadcast tomorrow night. She will not be bringing her her health and wellness segment to us tonight because she's in transit. I really am trying to get Ames back on the line. I think his cell phone died on us because we're trying to actually get him back, and it's going right to voicemail. Ames had just told us that while he was locked up, we were talking about relationships. His girl, he actually separated from willingly, and they connected back. My question was, if he said to her, if we're supposed to be together, we'll be together. He was away for 10 years. You know, they're together right now. And when he dropped off the line as we were getting into that conversation. And Toya, I absolutely believe what you said is true when you talk about just being, unselfish about the whole situation. But, you know, how many of us are really unselfish? Many of us are just the opposite. Many of us are very selfish, even when we know it's the right thing to do. Because we're so selfish, we still hold on and, make threats and talk about, I'm going to kill you. You know, I heard that, that nigga was over there. I want that nigga around my kids. Yeah, I mean, all of those, all of those selfish things, right? But okay. Hopefully, folks tuning in tonight across the world, we bring you this conversation. We bring you these guests. It's real talk. This is real talk radio. We're trying to help each other. So interesting. Tomorrow night we are live from the Embassy Suites, Tampa, Florida. Vivica A. Fox, it's going down. She's hosting the Ultimate First Fridays out here. Jump on the phone and contact Sean, 813-389-9463 for any information details about the event. Toya, when are you coming to Tampa?
Hopefully soon. We'll see when I'll make it down there. Like I said, a few nights ago, we'll all be catching up in a few weeks in Vegas. So hopefully there, shortly thereafter, I'll be able to make my way down to catch up with you so we can do some things for the radio show.
3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from yesterday, actually. We are coming live from Vegas. One, two, three nights. Four nights. August 25th, August 27th, August 29th, and August 30th. We'll be broadcasting live from Las Vegas. We're hanging out with Steve Harvey and the crew. Steve Harvey Morning Show and the Hoodie Awards, baby. We are live from the hoodies. Friday. August 27th, Sunday, August 29th, and Monday, August 30th. Folks, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Got my co-doggy on the line with me. She's bringing us tips we can use. Toya, I get feedback all the time about your tips and the information that we bring to people. They really think it's real, and they appreciate it. So I appreciate you for making it a real segment and making sure that people are really doing things to change their lives or to improve their quality of life. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Absolutely. Folks, if you have music you'd like to submit to be heard right here on the air live, or if you have show ideas or suggestions, feel free to drop us a line or send us your music. T.M. Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. T.M. Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Got a track coming up. This is one of my favorites. It's called Used to Be from my man Bugsy. Bugsy is out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Right after Bugsy used to be, we have CeeLo coming from Charlotte, North Carolina with our entertainment news. This is used to be TM Hyman Radio Live. Naturally, log on to www.foresight.ciora.com. Pure energy for energy, balance, and stamina. Naturally, log on to www.foresight.ciora.com. Coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with our entertainment news, we have CeeLo.
Good morning and good afternoon, and thanks for the music. I like that. That was cool. In our world news, Wyclef Jean he's going to step down as the head of the nonprofit organization, Yele, Haiti, because he's going to run for president of Haiti.
And hey. That is
so dope. I mean, like, but he's going to be replaced by this guy who's known for, like, the revitalization of the Apollo Theater. And, I mean, but... That's
big. The president of Haiti.
Elevation.
Wow, that's huge. That's
huge. I love that. I mean, okay, so he ran Yele for 5 years, and now he's going to go for president. But, I mean, I remember rocking to him like when I was in basic training, you know what I'm saying? Like the Fugees, you know, classic.
Right.
And
right.
Now president. Right. So anything is possible, and that is dope. And now we have another role model for our young men.
Stand up, Wyclef.
You know? Okay, so in other world news, the war crimes trial, it was reopened so that Naomi Campbell could testify. Because prosecutors, they said they found out that Charles Taylor, who is the president of Liberia, gave her diamonds. But she said she gave the diamonds to a charity auction or whatever. She said he just gave her, like, these dirty stones.
I think it was Nelson Mandela's organization that she said she gave them to. They said they didn't get them, though.
Yeah, because I didn't, where I got it from, they didn't name the source of, you know, who held the charity event. They just said it was, you know, she donated it.
I'm sorry, carry on.
Oh, no, you're fine. The charges stem, because they're charging Charles Taylor, the president, from, like, events that happened during the Civil War of Sierra Leone. But he pled not guilty. So, but they're showing that on CNN right now. Next, we have some, MJ, he's coming out with a new album in November. Is this going to be like Tupac? Is he going to come out with an album like every year?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that $200 million deal that Catherine and them just pushed, I'm sure we got music coming for the next few decades from MJ.
I can only imagine the things that he recorded that haven't been put out yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be flooding the market with that. The kids are going to be living all right.
I hear he has one with Neo that I'm interested in hearing. Actually, somebody's supposed to kind of leak that to me, so I'm looking to get that. And as soon as I get it, I'll play it for you. Yeah, MJ and Neo. That should be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, Neo is like almost like his protege of MJ. You know. But look, from yesterday, this is what I wanted to talk about. Yesterday was happy birthday to the president. He turned 49. Yeah.
49. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Right. So, and also on the eve of his birthday, he held a town hall with 115 leaders from I think it's 40 countries across Africa. And this pretty much what they were doing, just addressing like the quality of life and like the future development of Africa. So that was dope. And then on his birthday night, he went back to Chicago and had dinner with Oprah. And, well, you know, and some other friends, of course. But then
That's big.
Yeah. So, and then, well, look, speaking of Oprah, right, you know she's coming out with her, she's going to have, like, her own network, her own channel, right? So
heard that.
Right. So Rosie O'Donnell, though, she got her own daytime show. Coming up, so but they didn't say anything about a date of when, you know, it was gonna be, you know, start airing. And they got a this is some crazy stuff that has nothing to do with anything we were just talking about, but Facebook cheater was caught, right? He was married and married some other woman that he met on Facebook, and then. But the thing that got me was the fact that he's on the Today Show. How do you get caught cheating on Facebook and then you get to go on the Today Show? I mean, I know people that cheat. I want to go on the Today Show. But then he says his wife knew about it. So that was, that was weird. But look, this is the funny thing. She says she became suspect when he went to a trip. He went supposed to go to China. And he left his passport at home. So, yes. So that is our entertainment news for today. Outside of, one more thing I wanted to share with y'all was, hold on. I just lost my place. Bear with me, please.
Wow.
Right. No.
Let me just say this. For everybody tuning in across the world, I obviously have the hoodest entertainment news reporter in the country
Hey, and, there's nothing wrong with it, you know?
And it's okay because I love her.
You know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to love me, though. You have no choice. Oh, look, this is what I want to tell you guys, though. Doral, the ice cream paint job dude, he's coming out with a new album. And it's going to be featuring tracks with Yo Gotti, Jim Jones, Juvenile, Slim Thug, Ray J. I don't know what they're going to be singing about on that one. I don't know. and his gang, the Primetime Clique. And that is your entertainment news for today, August. What's today? The 5th? Yeah, 5th.
Hey, we love you. Hey, we got Ames back on the line, folks, so we're going to rock this one. It's called Sound Off. It's my man Ames. We're going to keep this conversation going. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Ow! HAC in the building. Put your cups up. Let's go.
On cloud nine, stunting on them phantom black, tinted on them black, Ashanti spinning on them black diamonds, crushing on them Tangeray, I'm spilling on them. Oh, your flex screen shining, why you niggas hating on them? Bring you to an organ donor, A.C. come on, niggas like Jeffrey Dahmer, old target like Arthur Palmer, and Karen, you do drama. You niggas ain't getting up, I'm for more, you cop proper. A.K.C., who gon' stop us? Popping out that black Hummer, it's gon' be a black summer, stacking on them black numbers, enhancing my black figures. Track gold diggers, I just let it float on them. See me in the club, you best believe I got that rose on them. Catch me on any block, any city, any state. Fresh after interstate, stock bonds, syndicate. Think we do it, still a state. Might be another break, all over court. See, trying to get that euro cake.
Going and pick right back up from where we left off. You were actually saying that when you were locked down, you actually communicated to your girl that, you know, you wanted to separate, and if it was meant to be, that y'all would come back together after you were out. Now, I wanted to know, did she just drop the dude that she was with when you came out and y'all was just back together just like that?
Well, let's just say she gave it time, you know what I'm saying? She tried, you know, but if dude, you know what I mean, it's his loss, man, you know what I mean? She tried everything in her power to keep it going, you know what I mean, to keep what they had or whatever they had, you know what I mean? Tried to salvage it, but when you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, then she know what she got in me, you see what I'm saying? It ain't like she ain't know, she know what she getting with me, but if
okay, so it wasn't like she just, you know, she just dropped him. You know, she was in a situation where she was trying to make it work and it didn't work out. And then y'all just came back together.
Right. It wasn't like I pursued her or something like that. Even though I know she wanted me. She wanted me. You know.
my question to Toya was, you know, know, Toya, do you think, you know, she would have done the same for him? So I ask you that question. Do you think she would have done the same, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot?
No, because she got a heavy heart and she would have felt obligated to stay with me. You see what I'm saying? And I never wanted her to feel like it's an obligation, like I'm trying to keep you, because I couldn't stay focused and better myself holding on to something that you never know. She's a good woman, but we was also young. So you got to let a young person be a young person and grow into
that's
being
Toya,
herself.
That's what Toya said. Right, right. And that she said it was very unselfish of you. And I was like, it's commendable, because most of us are very selfish. And even if we know what the right thing is, you know, I said to Toya, most of us are like, you know, I don't want that nigga around my kids, you know, it's that hating type of deal. Even if you know you being away for 10 years and it's based on your actions, it shouldn't negatively impact somebody else. So that's what's good,
right?
You know, and mad props to you for even being mature, even, you know, 10 years ago.
God,
and if you don't mind, do you want to tell the people how old you are?
I think you want me to tell people how old I am.
I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, it's not a problem, but just to put it in perspective,
I'm 37 years old.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just playing. I'm 30, man. I'm 30. everybody like, what the hell?
Like,
this nigga old as a bitch.
Huh?
I said, because when you said 37, I'm like, well, damn, that means you was already grown. You went in then.
Yeah.
And what do you mean now you learning? You should have had it together.
You see that?
That's right,
see,
that's the assumption that everybody be under, but when they see me, they really think I'm like 25, 26. You see what
right.
I'm saying? They don't give me my age. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the 30 puts it in perspective for us, though. At 37, you know, I got quiet. I was like, damn, I was thinking what CeeLo was thinking. Damn, he was a grown-ass man already.
Right.
Oh, no.
What the hell was you doing anyway?
You know, it's deception is funny in situations like this. It's funny.
Right.
I like to play games. So, you know, I threw out a number right there, and I heard this shit was quiet as hell. Like that. Is anybody
so I looked around
the
room.
Yeah.
I mean, this I was in here by myself. I looked around, what the hell?
I even got a few people here in the studio, and they're listening live. And look, even the studio got quiet.
I know, but T.O., you know me, so I try. You know, I try to just keep it, you know, fun. You know, a little fun.
Right.
That's all.
No,
but
oh,
right.
That
was hilarious, though. Yes, it was. And hey, man, I wanted to commend you two, man, on having the hoodest entertainment segment ever. You know what I mean?
High five.
I have never came up and listened to a radio show where somebody's actually like online looking, reading online.
No. I was looking at my paper, but I was watching CNN.
Watching CNN. What?
Yeah, I'm watching CNN.
Oh my God.
I watched it anyway, though.
And it sounded like I heard some pages flipping, like you wrote something down or something.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, what is this girl doing?
Yes, I was looking at my paper. I wrote this shit down. I'm serious. It's all written down. It is.
Hope you're tuned to TMI and Radio Live. I got the wildest show cracking right now, and I love it because this is all about empowering talk, entertainment, tips, QA, and news you can use. If you have feedback for us, if you have music you'd like to be heard right here on the show, I'll be glad to play it. You can drop us a line, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That entertainment news came from CeeLo. And if you have funny comments and commentary about my entertainment news reporter, send me an email and I will read your feedback live on the air. Drop us a line again at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. I got to open the line back up to Charlotte. Charlotte, we got to get it together.
What? Okay, no, for real, I did write that down.
Charlotte.
What?
We got the whole damn world listening to us. So listen, let's come over here in the corner. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk, Charlotte.
All right. All right. I'll be quiet. Wait, 2 minutes.
Charlotte.
I'm going to start talking again when you leave.
We got to better prepare our entertainment news now. Can't nobody.
I wrote this yesterday and today.
Okay. All right, Charlotte. All right, here we go. TM Hyman Radio Live. Nobody just heard that. You know, I had to make sure that, you know, entertainment news reporter understand the world is listening, and we don't want another person to call us hood. This is a professional program.
Okay.
Hey,
congratulations,
because on the shrimp, everything, you still have a job. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. Hey, don't let anybody. Y'all better not say nothing bad about Charlotte now.
See,
Charlotte's in the building. Charlotte's in. Before I forget this, Toya provided us some tips. And on that whole managing your credit piece, be sure to read your credit statement like as soon as it arrives.
Yeah.
And if you see transactions on your report that you don't recognize, call that merchant and verify those charges. Because me, I'm horrible. I am horrible at ordering things that I expect to, like, cancel in 30 days, and then I forget about it, and I don't even want it. And guess what? They get us. They keep billing us. And if you don't look at your bill, you've been billed for, like, $15 here, $30 here over several months, and it was hidden in the midst of all of your charges. So make sure that you look at your credit card statements. You know, we don't want to be out
there. Tim.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I chime in on that, the credit thing?
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I can be honest with my girl, ain't she upstairs, so I can say this on the radio.
You fine.
I have a credit score of 7-something, okay? Now, the reason why I have a credit score of 7-something is because I pay everything on time or before it's due.
Right.
She has late bills. She don't want to pay the whole thing. She's just trifling. She don't want to pay the whole thing. She want to pay a piece of it just to say she paid some money. And that's why her credit score is a 5-something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, Ames? Ames, it's okay if she's not paying everything in full, but she needs to make sure she hits at least that minimum payment that's due. Now, we don't recommend that because it might take you forever to pay off your debt. However,
yeah, but
as long as she's hitting that minimum payment due, she's still going to show us paying on time all the time. So you need to work with her on that, okay, Ames?
Yeah, hey, but I pay you the bills because I have this real bad thing about being late. I hate being late on anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and you definitely don't want to be late. Like I said, they don't recommend that you pay just the minimum. Because at that point, you're barely paying off the finance charges themselves. So they always say you pay more than what your minimum payment is. But if she can at least make the minimum, she at least won't be noted as being late
on her payment.
So.
But this is my thing, though. Money is not an issue. You see what I'm saying? She makes great money. You know what I'm saying? She's one of the senior associates at Bank of America. But so she the money there is just that. The focus is not there. You know, the focus is there. You know what I'm saying? So people, please, if you listening, please don't have your husband talking like a talking. You know what I'm saying? Pay your bills on time.
You definitely need to, because it doesn't really matter how much money you make. I mean, if you can't pay something in cash and pay the balance in full when you're purchasing it, it doesn't matter how much you make, because your credit, you can make $75,000 a year, $90,000, $125,000. But if you have to fall back on your credit and your credit's not good, it really doesn't matter how much you make. Nowadays, they're really, really strict on your credit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So even
you know what?
I mean,
if you can't pay that back, if you want to purchase a car and you can't purchase that car and pay cash in full, and you have a five-something credit score, that's not going to be any good. You're going to have to go down the street to one of those buy here, pay here type
right.
of places, and that's not good. So, I mean, your credit right now is everything, because banks, all types of financial institutions, I mean, even employers, everyone is cracking down on credit score. It's hard to even get a job if you don't have
right.
a good credit score.
That's,
so, I mean, it's not just about being able to purchase things. You have to look at it you won't even be able to get a job to be able to make the money to purchase things because you don't have a good credit score. So, I mean,
yeah.
it affects everything from being able to purchase things, employment, your insurance rates go up when you don't have good credit, or you may not even qualify to be able to obtain any type of insurance coverage because your credit score is not good, and they look at you as a risk. Someone
Wait
who
a minute.
Try to pull the scam.
Toya, sorry to cut in. Sorry, Toya. But see, what you're telling people, 9 times out of 10, 85% of people who listen to this show are women, first of all. Second of all, the women who are listening to this show, this is coming from a man. Please do not marry a man because he has a good credit score. I had a lady tell me that. Like, boy, do you know I would marry you for this credit score? You see, when people say that, that makes me look at you different. You know what I'm saying?
Let's pause right there for a minute. hey, dudes, stay away from them women that just want our damn credit score.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Of the bat, my perfect night ending with the fucking perfect cat. Not a player, not a pill.
pimp, no time for that. Give me the yacht and some bucks and y'all can have that. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. And rhyming tight, got me closer to the limelight. I said it like,
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paper chasing, attractive, but it's nothing.
Be my freaky night. I need a freaky night. I need a freaky night. Ain't looking for no romance. A spot in between your legs. I love the way you slow dance. Make that happen in the bed. Caging in some role playing. If you're really freaky nurse, I feel a little horny. Horny cheeks with increasing pleasure with alcohol. Bad day, hit the Tylenol. My sex game is something that should be applauded. Just being real, here's the deal. We can get it on. Just know to take the ass home early in the morning.
I don't really want you. Cause I'm paid for chasing, attractive, but it's nothing, yeah. Don't need a lady, not your man or husband. No, don't try to play me. I just want some loving, yeah. Only one I need, I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paid for chasing, attractive, but it's
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Drop on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That was called Freak Tonight. Tonight's topic has been, now that you got it, how will you keep it? We've been talking about the fact that a lot of people often have wants, desires, and dreams, you know, that they have, yet when the opportunity presents itself, you know, we don't really know what to do with it. We don't quite measure up, meet the expectation to keep it or take it to the next level. Why is that? You know, often it's because we don't have a plan. Folks, tonight's show has been, you know, a discussion that's been funny, humorous, and informative, really to help to drive the point that if you don't have a plan, if you don't put your thoughts on paper and keep it, you know, visible so that you can really know what you have to execute and what steps you have to take, you're going to fail. If you fail to plan, plan to fail. 917-889-3926 to get your feedback or your comments. And before we get out of here tonight, we got about 17 minutes left in the show. Ames have been with us live from VA, part of that Hack Army, dropping a few jams on us tonight. We heard Cali. What did we hear tonight, Ames? We heard Swag. We heard Sound Off, which Sound Off is a rocker. That's my jam right there. And folks, I apologize. When you hear a Sound Off and it start banging and you hear like some crackling, that crackling is the bass. And our system hasn't quite, you know, been modified to the point to where it can absorb the bass. So when you hear it on the internet, it's banging, it's crackling, right, Ames?
Yeah, man.
It crackles when you hear it through the internet, doesn't it? Sound
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the bass.
I know what it sounds like, though. You know.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Perch. Hey,
you said that you had a woman who told you that she would marry you for your credit score.
Unbelievable, right? It's crazy.
Unbelievable, Ames. We got a caller calling from area code 202. 202. 4083. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 202-4083.
Hey, yeah. Hey, how y'all doing? This is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, what's cracking in D.C. tonight, man?
What's up, Coop? What's up, Coop?
Hey, man. Ain't nothing much, man. I just want to call and say, man, I'm liking the show. It's my second time listening to it. Just want to go ahead and call and give y'all my respect, man.
Hey, appreciate that, brother. Hey. Now that you got it, how will you keep it? What is that? You know what? Now that you got it, that woman, that job, that car, that house.
I think what happens, like you're saying, some people they might kind of get there, but then they don't know how to keep it. It's because they get comfortable, and you know, people get comfortable, they get complacent, and so they don't want to put that extra effort in to keep whatever it is, the woman. The car, like, you might get the car that you want, but you don't want to get the tires rotated. You don't want to get that oil changed. Or you get the job, and you don't want to go ahead and you don't want to better yourself. Okay, you got that job in accounting, but you don't want to go back to school to get that next degree you need to get so you can get that next level so you can be in charge instead of working with somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. We appreciate your feedback tonight, man. Hey, tell a friend to tune in, brother. Much respect to you.
I will, man. I'm going to send y'all some music, too.
Hey, do that, man. We'll be looking for it. Hey, CeeLo, Toya, let's wrap this thing up tonight. Y'all got a closing comments for Ames. Ames, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate your realness.
Yeah.
We appreciate your humor. We appreciate your example. You know, at the end of the day, you got to put your past behind you, learn from your mistakes. You got to believe. You got to dream. You got to imagine yourself in a bigger and a better place. You got to sprinkle faith, hope, and love over those other things, and success is guaranteed. So, brother, you've applied those things. We can hear it in your testimony. And thanks for just being real with yourself so that you could be so powerfully real with others. We appreciate you tonight, man.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, pretty much, Tim, you pretty much said everything I was going to say, but I want to say that I hope that the positive light, you know, that you've created, you know, touches everyone around you, and that, you know, that anything that you may have, you know, done in your past or whatever, that it never holds you back, and that, you know, you reach where, that you reach to where you want to get to. You know what I'm saying? So peace and blessings to you.
I'm not there yet, but I'm going. I'm on my way.
But that's what I'm saying. You're on your way, though. I know you see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know you see it.
And I see a big cat just outside my house. It's like a big alley cat. What are they feeding these cats?
You're crazy.
What are they feeding these cats these days?
Crazy.
I'm just like that.
Toya, did you have any closing comments or questions for him?
Well, I just wanted to say you can tell that his confidence level is like through the roof, and that's something that you really need, especially when you have a past situation like you have. You've learned from your mistakes, and it's a good thing you're not letting that hold you back from reaching for your dreams. You know, not only did you have a dream, but now you're out trying to get it, and you have a plan, and it's a good thing that you do, and other people need to look at what you're doing. You know, you can't be comfortable in your situation, like this caller just said not too long ago. You need to change your situation and, you know, try to better yourself. Once you get what it is that you want, you need to plan to keep it. Like you said, if you don't have a plan, you're not going to make it. Things aren't just going to fall in your lap. And if they do fall in your lap, you're going to have to be able to keep them within your reach. So I just think you need to plan. Just so the listeners know, you just need to plan. If you don't have a plan, you're not going to make it. And Ames, you know, just the fact that you've come home, you're doing big things for yourself, you're taking care of your family, you're planning, just I commend you on that.
Hey, TM, can I add something to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, the thing about the music thing is when I was incarcerated, I did this before I got incarcerated. When I was incarcerated, I felt like rap was one of the reasons why I was incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? Why I was incarcerated. So I stopped rapping. I stopped rapping for 8 years. I mean, I didn't rap. People who were incarcerated with me didn't even know I could rap. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even know who they were sitting beside. You know what I'm saying? But when I came home, I had a plan, but that plan took on a life of its own. And sometimes God's plan is not what you wanted to be, but what he wanted to be. And you got to follow that. And I think everybody has to find out what God wants you to do, you know, at the end of the day, because if you don't, you'll continue to be unhappy. You'll continue to be not financially stable. You'll find that your mate or whoever you with ain't doing what they supposed to do to help you out. It's a two-man team, man, whether you're straight, you're gay, or however you do it, you know what I'm saying, is you got to work together, and you got to have faith. That's a big deal. And that's all I want to say, brother.
And I think that is all that needs to be said, my brother. Folks, that's my man Ames. And Ames, that was real. It was so real, we actually flipping a song that we was about to play going out of this segment. Folks, this tonight's show has been about, now that you got it, how will you keep it? That was a great end with Ames, entrepreneur, artist, ex-felon, who's kept it real with us all night. God is the answer. This is Blessed Assurance, Wanda Johnson, T.M. Hyman, Radio Live. Thanks, Ames. Appreciate
all right,
you, man.
All right.
Assurance, Jesus is mine, and no one of glory, of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased by God. I'm born of His Spirit. I am lost in His love. And this is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my faith.
Appreciative of Ames's realness, just about himself, about his family, That song, Blessed Assurance, by Juan Seth Johnson, I think was appropriate because, you know, he ended it and ended it well. He ended it, you know, the way it needed to be ended, right? Giving honor to the Most High, you know what I'm saying? For his goodness endures forever. And I know for me, I can't imagine being incarcerated for 10 years. Let me tell you, I'm not that dude that's built for incarceration. I'm not built. I couldn't handle it. You know, so the fact that, you know, but I'll say this, because it's about being honest with yourself and giving honor to God, because guess what? I've done many, 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 many things that probably deserved incarceration. How about that? And the fact that, you know, I didn't get caught, or the fact that, you know, it didn't catch up with me, it's not because I'm smarter or faster or because I'm slick. It's because I say it's because of the grace of God. So, you know, a song like Blessed Assurance, I know that just doesn't apply to my life. I know that applies to many other lives of people who are listening around the world to this show right now, and for people who are actually on this call, for producers, for people who are actually helping with the show. Everybody has slipped out of something that they shouldn't have at some point or another. Ladies, in this program tonight, thank you all for joining us. Toya from Delaware, CeeLo from Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo, we got love for you. We know we're going to get better and better as we progress. Thanks for letting us pick on you.
Oh, no, no problem at all. I don't take anything personal. I don't care if people think about me.
Yes, you do. We love you. We love you.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I love
you. From Tampa, Florida.
Love you guys. Thank you. Love you back.
We're back tomorrow night live from the Embassy Suites, Vivica A. Fox. We got entertainment news from CeeLo. We got our health and wellness segment tonight, tomorrow night back with Willingham. And Toya is always dropping the jewels in the land of finance. That credit piece was good tonight, Toya. Again,
no
ladies, y'all wanna y'all have anything to end? Got any shout outs, folks out there?
I want to shout out my mom because my mom left a comment that she was listening. So hi, mom. And everybody.
What up,
thanks,
mommy?
Mom.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks for listening, mommy.
You know, thank and everybody else that that I have, you know, told about the show or whatever. Thank everybody for listening. Thank you for having
no doubt.
Me. And Toya,
absolutely.
You're dope. I like that. You know, and I can tell you do that often. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, and you know what you're talking about. And a lot of people don't understand what credit was until I went to buy my house at 24. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't – a lot of people – you should pay attention to your credit as soon as you get out of high school.
Yeah.
You know?
We weren't
taught that. You know what I'm saying? No,
right.
We weren't
and
taught
And a lot
that.
Of us aren't. Yep, you're right about
right.
that.
Right. So I learned
–
it took me a year and a half, right, to get it straight because I didn't know. But then I didn't buy anything – I didn't do anything credit since 97. So, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't care. I had what I wanted. You know?
Right.
So, you know? After the
right.
house, who cares?
Yo,
right,
you both
thanks,
are dope. You both of you are dope. Folks, tomorrow night, join us. Diva, actress Vivica A. Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd. This Friday night at the Embassy Suites off of Fowler. It's Ultimate Fridays. Contact Sean, 813-389-9463. 813-389-9463. Sean, Vivica A. Fox tomorrow night. I'm T.M. Hyman. This is Caliente. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Mama, she's taking back, so let's get out of here. Come to me, got side, I'm like a rock.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio.